Women sing as they line up at Lukwamur Primary School in Kapweta North County to receive dignity kits. As part of the kits, most of these women are seeing sanitary pads for the first time. Before this day, most of the 1,000 women and girls here say they depended on old cloth or animal skins to use during the menstruation. 18 years old Lonyalo Kopir, a mother of four from Kapweta North, says for years she grappled with the challenge of managing her monthly period.
I used to cover menstrual blood with soil and dampen the floor with a piece of cloth cut from my local skin skirt and then cover with soil. The day when my menstruation comes, I do things at home. I use the soil fold into a piece of cloth, and after that I smear my oil, and now that you have given us dignity kits, I will use the soap to stay clean.
Elizabeth Nabai, a mother of three, says sanitary pads are expensive and often inaccessible. She says some girls resort to using pieces of rugs or goat skin, which are often unhygienic and uncomfortable.
According to my Toposa culture, before the intervention of the sanitary pads, we used to use the skin hide that we sit on them for so long time until when the menstruation is done. But sometimes also we go sit at long, we sit like under trees. We dig holes, we sit down for so long until the menstruation is done. So our husbands who are caring sometimes kill these small goats to remove the skin of the goat so that we can cover with our private part when we are menstruating.
Aside from the physical challenges of dealing with their periods, women here say they must also cope with cultural taboos associated with menstruation. To help women and girls in Kapweta North improve their menstrual hygiene, the Afya Wash program, with funding from the United States Agency for International Development, recently distributed dignity kits to 500 women. The kits contain reusable pads, a pair of slippers, and soap. Dennis Mwanza, the chief of party for the Afya Wash program, says a lack of education and menstruation, the stigma attached to it, and the cost of buying period products are challenges that women and girls on a monthly basis.
Menstrual hygiene management. This, unfortunately, is something which is a big challenge. One, you know, menstrual hygiene should be a woman's pride, to have. It should not be something that is shameful, because you have girls using all sorts of materials, you know, cloth material, and some of them even talking of using sand to clean themselves. This, I think, is something we should not be accepted in this generation. This does not even make the girl look forward to having menstrual period. It's like, and so you have situations where, because of lack of appropriate ways of addressing their menstrual hygiene, school-going girls end up missing a week or so, in a month, and at the end, you find that they even end up dropping out of school.
Lonyalo Kopir says most women in her community don't have soap or pads before receiving the kits.
When I use pads and soap, that will keep me clean and I will keep healthy.
The managers of the Afya Wash program says all girls should receive menstrual education before they get their first period, and all women and girls should have access to water and private toilets. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Juba.